This is the recording of Mike Anthony. This is Donna Newland. Okay, tell me a story.
Like, what would you like to know?
Well, we have questions if you wanted to follow along with the questions and just, or something that interests you.
Well, I served in the Navy, and I signed up, you know, because back then my number was coming up, so I decided that I wanted a choice, so I signed up, and let's see, I signed up in August of 1969 here in Kansas City, and went to boot camp in San Diego, California. Then after boot camp, you know, I came home for a couple weeks, I guess it was, a leave, and then went back out to San Diego and got on the USS Chicago, which the number is CG-11, which was a guided missile cruiser. So, now it was a pretty big ship, so it had a full crew, and everything was about 1,700 people, men, and we did, I did two tours over Nam in the Gulf of Tonka. Our job was to protect our airplanes for when they're making bombing runs. That was our job, to protect our planes from, the MiGs, the Vietnam. So, my experience, it was pretty good. At the time, I didn't, we was in a kind of like, we didn't want to be there, but when I stop to think about it now, it was a pretty good experience. So, I think that one time when they mined Haiphong Harbor, our ship was involved in that. That was getting close to the end of the war when that happened. So, yeah, we got shot at, but you know, it missed us. So
that's good.
Yeah. So, anything else?
Well, they asked, you know, were you injured? Did you have any regrets? Or what was it like when you came home?
Well, I wasn't injured. Thank goodness. So, and the only regret I have is that I got out too soon. Our ship, the last year, was in Long Beach. It was in dry dock, which, if you can imagine, a ship that size on blocks with no water, you know.
So how long did you serve? How long were you in the service?
4 years.
4 years.
So the only regret the ship spent that whole year and did a major overhaul. And I got out just a little bit before it was supposed to go out and do maneuvers, you know, check everything out and stuff. So I got out then, and what was it, about 4 years later, 4 or 5 years later, I was out at Worlds of Fun. And this guy that I used to be on ship, he saw me and he said, "Man, you should have stayed in." I go, "Why is that?" And he says, "Because after the ship got done with its maneuvers and everything, that ship went on a two-year world cruise."
Wow.
Went around the world. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh man, yeah.
Now it cost a lot to do that.
I know. I'd have stayed in for that.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you know. But, it was a good experience. We had a lot of fun, you know, and stuff. So, and my job out at sea was, I was a helmsman. I steered the ship, so And I kind of helped contribute to the war effort. One night, I was steering the ship, and you got to understand, the helmsman doesn't look where he's going. He looks at a compass. You know, they give you the course, and you got to stay on that course. And all of a sudden, the officer of the decks, you know, told the one guy to reverse engines, and then he told me to, you know, come to a new course in a hurry, you know. And what I had done is, see, out there in the Gulf of Tonkin, they had all these, we called them Chinese junks. They were, I don't even know how they floated, most of them, but they were out there acting like they're fishing. Mm. But really, they were spying. And we ran over one that night because he didn't have any running lights on. Didn't have any running lights. And I don't know if you've ever been out at sea at night when there's no light at all. I tell you what, it gets pretty dark out there. So I helped contribute to the... It didn't kill anybody, but the next day a boat from land come out and pick them up. So,
what was it like coming home?
It was all right. I didn't. There was no animosity or anything, you know. Like I kind of expected it, but no, there wasn't. Mm. You know. So you know, I come home. I was all right. You know, it was all right. So you know.
Good. And are you active in any military groups?
No, I'm not. I keep in touch with a few friends, that was on board ship with me. There's one looked me up, you know, from Facebook, and so I've been in touch with him, you know, stuff. So
yeah, there's groups on Facebook. My husband gets in touch with groups on Facebook and has contacted lots of people he was in Vietnam with. So, yeah. They all have good memories of the things that they did together, which is good.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Anything else that you would like to tell us about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you got any questions?
Well, that's kind of what we had, was some sample questions, and to see, you know, your mother on her report did the words of wisdom to the next generation, which was real interesting. So if you had any words of wisdom for the generations to know?
I guess people want to join the service and everything, just make sure that that they know that the service plays for keeps. Hmm. The government plays for keeps. You know, once you sign your name, you're their property. Hmm. Type deal, you know. And also in the military, I think you lose most of your rights. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it was a good experience. I saw a lot of places that I wouldn't have seen. Then I went down to Australia, went to the Philippines, went to Japan, went to Hong Kong, went to New Zealand, been to Hawaii 5 times, and went to Guam. Everything, because back then we had to stop and fuel our ship all the time, you know, and stuff, or, you know, so.
Is the ship still commissioned, or is it still around?
No, it's, I don't know if it's up there in Bremerton, Washington, up there, the ship graveyard, or where exactly where it's at, you know, but.
Interesting.
Yeah, and, like here a while back, we were, you know, these Navy ships was colliding with other ships. I'm going, how can they do that? We had, back in in the 70s, you know, we'd be over in the Gulf of Tonkin. There'd be a lot of ships we'd be working with, close quarters, and we never run into anybody. And the radar we had was, well, it was good radar. You know, we could even know when the MiGs would taxi out on the runway or anything, get ready to take off or anything. We knew that, you know, just, you know, by our radar. So I just can't see, you know, ships colliding out there, especially Navy ships, you know.
You can see two little boats, and a little boat and a big boat, but these are big boats running into each other.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You know, by the way we did things, maybe it's different now, but because of all the computers and stuff, but back then you had your helmsman, and then you had lookouts on both sides of the bridge outside, looking out for, you know, other ships, planes, or anything, you know. So I don't see how they could run into one another. So.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about your history?
Well, you got a lot of it from my mom, I expect.
But that's not your history. Yeah. That was her history.
Well, let's see. I was born in 1950, and I was adopted by my mom and my dad, you know, I think 6 weeks later or something like that. So it's been a good life, you know. I lost my dad back in 1959.
Wow.
Yeah, I was only 9 years old, so my mom, she basically raised my brother and I. So, and then we lost my brother, he's younger than I am, we lost him in 2000. Mm. But, oh, funny thing though, when I was on board ship, didn't know anything. All of a sudden, I look up and here's my brother in uniform. He got stationed on the same ship as I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I go, what are you doing here? But, you know, that was quite neat. I was surprised that, you know, the government would let you do it, because back then, they only had, because of... you know, us losing our dad, that they would only allow one sibling, you know, in the service at any given time. But he come in, and I was still in the service, so, you know.
Was the Navy your first choice, or because your mom was in the Navy, or?
No, my first choice was the Marines. And the reason why I wanted to join the Marines, because I liked the uniform, you know, the dress blues and everything. But a friend of mine, he explained to me what I had to go through to get that uniform. So I thought, nah. So I joined. I went in and joined the Navy then. But I didn't even think about it. You know, my mom being in the Navy is the reason why I went. I just, you know.
Was your dad in the Navy also?
No, he was in the Army. He was in the Army. He was over, I don't know if I remember all this, but he was up in Alaska for a while, and he was kind of like a radio man, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. So
very interesting.
Yeah, so but yeah, that was a funny day, you know, that he, all of a sudden I see him right there, you know, in uniform and everything, and I go, oh man.
That must have been hard on your mom too, having both of you gone.
Yeah, I think so, but when I went in, my mom moved to Washington, D.C. to get her master's degree at their college, you know, the university up there. So Robert, he was only 3 years younger than me, so, you know, he stayed at home mostly, you know, kept the house there, you know, so anyway, I guess it was pretty hard on her, you know, but another thing, when I was in boot camp, I got to see how correct my buddy was, because at boot camp in San Diego, there was the Navy boot camp and the Marine boot camp, and the only thing that separated us was the fence. Mm. So you got to see some of the stuff the Marines had to do, and I go, thank goodness I joined the Navy, you know, so. So anyway, so. And I think my mom, when she heard I was going to join the Marines, she went to the Marine recruiter, I think, and said, has he signed anything yet? He says, he says, no, not yet. And so she kind of talked me out of it too, you know. She said, you know, but this guy, his name is Cliff. He's a kind of a friend of the family. He explained to me what I had to do to, you know, in order to get that good-looking uniform.
Navy's got a good-looking uniform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, Mike, it's been very interesting listening to your story. If you had more to tell, or should we call this an interview?
I guess we call it an interview.
Well,